Troops in World War II came home in 1945 and went right back to work and college. There was no reintegration, no recognition of post-traumatic stress, so many World War II vets found their own ways to cope with the trauma of war.
I never saw my father go to bed in my entire life sober. I never saw him go to work drunk. I always saw this tortured man with a self-discipline and a commitment and a resolve to live life one day at a time.
Alcohol is how Marty Steele's stepfather, a World War II veteran, dealt with being shot down during the war, taken prisoner, and tortured by the Germans. His stepfather's story of survival transfixed Steele, who joined the Marines at age 18 and served two tours in Vietnam.
Many of my generation in Vietnam struggle every day. They're not coming out.
Steele retired as a three-star Marine Corps general. He says two of his closest buddies from Vietnam just recently confided in him.
46 years after their trauma in war, that they have been suffering from post-traumatic stress. They never admitted it to their wives. They've never said anything to anybody, except because they know what Dr. Genshaft and I are trying to do at the University of South Florida, that perhaps there's hope for them too. Perhaps we can get them involved in some type of research project.
Lieutenant General Steele now serves as Associate Vice President for Veterans Research at the University of South Florida, and it was at USF's National Conference on Veterans Health that he outlined current initiatives helping veterans transition, such as the treatment for military PTSD and chronic pain called Accelerated Resolution Therapy. Dr. Kevin Kipp, head of research for the College of Nursing, runs the ART program.
With the recognition of Congressman Young's passing, that we do have a new study starting up for post-traumatic stress disorder, many of whom the veterans will be treated at the C.W. Young building on campus. So it's exactly, I think, what he would have liked.
Another former congressman and World War II veteran, Sam Gibbons, is credited not only with helping establish USF. President Judy Genshaft says he got funding that forged the partnership between the College of Medicine and the James A. Haley VA Medical Center.
Caring for veterans is literally in our DNA as an institution.
Interim Vice President of USF Health, Dr. Donna Peterson, says their goal in academia is to speed up their research so it is translated and applied as quickly as possible.
We simply can't afford to wait for the usual trickle-down of our scientific papers and years later becoming accepted practice.
Research into post-traumatic stress, military sexual trauma, and traumatic brain injury is just the beginning in caring for this new generation of Afghanistan and Iraq war veterans. Again, Lieutenant General Steele.
This population that we now have, who served in this 12 years of protracted war, that we have to have a net for them. Yes, they have to take care of themselves, but we have to have a net for them to be able to welcome them with open arms and provide all the resources this nation can bring to bear to ensure that they have a quality of life.
Ann Steele says caring for today's veterans will help mitigate the lack of services provided to veterans of World War II and his generation from the Vietnam War. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.